G'day friends, happy day, whatever you're at today. I'm recording this at a Saturday morning. Got a busy day, but I'm having a cup of joe outside of one of my favorite cafes here in Sturbridge. Wishing you well. Hey, I'm beginning a series the whole month of July. I'm going to be talking about worship, the glory of God, the presence of God, and the call to be a worshiper. And I want to share, just give you a quick taster, share a few thoughts about that in a moment. Before we do that, let me give you five quick things, practicals as well. If you are on my YouTube channel, please do hit the subscribe button there, share this video, give it a thumbs up, a like. It really helps us get traction with the YouTube algorithm when you do that. Secondly, why not subscribe to our email newsletter? Again, link below you to do that. We send a free gift to everybody who signs up for our email newsletter. Thirdly, if you are not yet a Christian, if you've got questions or struggles about, is God real? Or if God's real, why does this go on? Why is there evil in the world? What, you know, all of those things. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Not an argument, not a debate. But if you're interested in finding out if God's real and what place he could, should, or would play in your life, I'd love to have that talk with you. Contact me through my website and we'll set up a time at your convenience on Zoom or a phone to do that. Fourthly, I want to say a big thanks to all of the partners of Graham Jones Ministries, those who send us on missions trip and invest in the work of the kingdom we do. If you're not yet a partner, why not consider becoming one? There's a link below for that. And lastly, I encourage you to check out my ministry school. I have lots of online courses there, including our ordination course. And I also have a monthly mentoring session we do. We have 2 hours live in my office and videos, resources, all kind of different things. There's an introductory offer of $5 a month for that. So again, details below. Good. Hey, well, let me put my sunglasses on. It's kind of bright out here, but there we go. I want to read you a strange and, in a sense, a scripture I don't like, an Old Testament scripture. Again, I want you to see this. God is talking to people living under the curse. It's really important we catch this. The primary lesson of the Old Covenant is obedience. You know, literally in like Deuteronomy 28, you'll see many Bibles rightly say, these are the blessings of obedience. God says, if you will do this, I will do this. If you'll diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, do that which is right in his sight, to keep his commandments, I'll be the Lord your healer. If you do this, I will do this. If you don't do this, I won't do this. That's the paradigm, the system, if you will, they're operating under. Now, in the New Covenant, the key word is not obedience, the key word is identity. In the New Covenant, in effect, everything we get comes through obedience, but it comes through Jesus' obedience. The Bible says he was obedient to death on a cross. So in the New Covenant, Jesus obeyed, and I am blessed because I'm standing in Christ Jesus. Not on my performance, my good, my bad, my ugly, but I am blessed because of faithful Jesus. Yeah. Now again, this scripture, I want to read this real quick, or I'll quote some of it. Zechariah 14:17 says, if in that day the peoples of the earth do not go to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, they will have no rain. Yeah? Zechariah says the day will come where if the people of the world don't go to Jerusalem to worship the great King, they will have no rain. I like to paraphrase that verse and put it this way. No worship, no rain. Think about that. No worship, no rain. Now, my goal in saying that, we're not living under the curse, we're not living under, it's like God said, if you don't worship me, I'm not going to send rain down. But there's a principle. What is a law in the Old Covenant becomes a principle in the New. And there's something glorious here I want you to catch. God says, as you worship me, I will send rain down on your life. Worship brings rain is the principle for that. And it's so glorious if you think about it. You know, I think the most important thing we can ever do for our soul, people talk about inner healing, and so often they're looking in the past and they're looking in the, you know, ancestry and all kind of weird things for healing now. I tell you, your soul was made to reflect the glory of God. Your soul, like a tuning fork, was made to resonate the glory of God. You were made for worship. I may look like I was built for comfort, but I was built for worship, and so are you. And I want to tell you, you can learn to become a rainmaker. there are times and seasons where the tide rises, where the tide seems to fall. There is a tide in the affairs of life, and it seems at times it's a tide in the affairs of the church, but not for me. We can live in rain all the time. We can live literally under the private rain cloud of heaven. You can learn to bring rain down on your soul, rain down on your family, rain down on your church, rain down on your life by simply becoming a worshiper. And I encourage you, most of us have only, we've developed a little bit of a weird relationship with worship, where worship becomes this very intentional, structured thing we do for half an hour on a Sunday morning. And I'm not against that. I love worshiping with God's people. And you know, if you're going to gather a bunch of people, you need a time where you're going to get together and a PA system if there's enough of them and some practicality. I'm not, nothing in that dialogue is wrong. What's wrong though is we bring our worship life to the worship service. We bring the depth or the shallowness of our worship life to that worship service. So my point in saying this is, let's learn to worship all day long. Let's sit outside an American cafe on a Sunday, Saturday morning and go, King of Kings, Majesty, God of Heaven, living in me. Yeah, let's worship Him. I'm leading worship tomorrow in a couple of my churches, and I was literally reading one of those hymns, you know, crown Him with many crowns. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for Thou hast died for me. Thy praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity. Yeah, I want that to be the cry of my heart today. And I want to walk under the rain of heaven. Boom. Hey, why not watch both those messages live tomorrow, or we'll have them on our YouTube channel, podcasts, so many other things. Check out my website. Thanks for watching, guys. And I hope to see you soon in the plan of the Lord.